Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1753 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Franken asserted that he was a very bad man. I told him that I knew absolutely nothing against Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S character. Mr. Dot Dorsey insisted that I did, and persisted in the statement that he was of bad character. He asked if I had ever been in Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S office. I told him that I had on several occasions, always on business errands connected with the work I was performing at the factory. He then asserted that I had been in Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S office, with him alone, to keep dates for purposes other than business, to which I replied that it was not true. He finally openly insulted me by affirming that I had had sexual intercourse with Mr. Dot Frank in his office or some room or place in the factory. Mr. Dot Frank kept denying the charge of bad character, and I told him that I had been to this room with Mr. Dot Frank. I was shocked by the direct, broad insinuation and affirmative statement of Mr. Dot Dorsey, and I told him that all such statements and allusions were lies, and that I had never heard of any such thing ever occurring in the factory or elsewhere, in which Mr. Dot Frank and any girl employee of the factory were parties to, and I state now, after mature deliberation, and thought that I have never heard such insulting language by direct speech and innuendo, by any of the commonest laborers in and about the factory, as was used to me by Solicitor General Dorsey when in his office, believing at the time that he possessed some sort of right to thus accuse me and insult me, and under this belief I was obliged to take his insults. He is the most scandalous statements by direct speech and innuendo, without openly resenting them further than to deny every single one of them. I wish to refer to my evidence, as given on the stand at the trial of Mr. Dot Frank, as to my answers to questions of Mr. Dot Dorsey, wherein I was made to say that I had heard Mr. Dot Frank call Mary Fagan by her first name Mary. Upon reflection, I wish to explain my answer, as although repeated, was due entirely to my nervousness and fright. I had been badgered and bullied by Mr. Dot Dorsey, and as a matter of fact I had been subjected to an indignity wherein I ever heard Mr. Dot Frank address Mary Fagan by name, and this is the veriest truth. I could not recall, or cannot recall now, under calm deliberation, that I ever heard Mr. Dot Frank address Mary Fagan by name, as I have never seen him speak with her at any time or place, except when instructing her how to perform her work better and more rapidly while at her work in the factory. Referring back to my first call on Mr. Dot Dorsey, and where he had questioned and talked to me for about half an hour, at the conclusion of which I was directed to go into a large room, adjoining, I believe, where Mr. Dot Dorsey talked to me, where there were 12 or 15 other girls and women, all employees in the factory. I was called by Mr. Dot Dorsey, according to my understanding among these girls. I remember Carrie Smith, Myrtle Cato, Maggie Griffin, and Dewey Howell. I remained there until about 12 o'clock, when I went to the courthouse and took the witness stand. I will also state that before I went over to the courthouse, I was in the same room where the girls above described were, when we were told by Mr. Dot Dorsey to go right ahead and tell everything that we knew and answer his questions right off sharp. After the lecture, I didn't see Mr. Dot Dorsey again until I went on the witness stand in the courtroom. While remaining in the large room with the 12 or 15 girls, before I was called to go over to the courthouse, there was a great deal of talk and gossip among the girls there, some of whom said they knew nothing against Mr. Dot Frank, and that they were timid and were afraid that they would be sworn when they went into court. Maggie Griffin, however, appeared to welcome and relish the idea of going on the witness stand, and told several times how she was going to just tell everything that Mr. Dot Dorsey wanted to know when she went on the stand. Dewey Howell said she did not know anything about the case, Mary Dagon, or anything concerning the case, and Maggie Griffin volunteered to tell them what she had to say, and did tell her, and rehearsed to her side of the room. I heard Maggie Griffin tell Dewey Howell that she must say that she knew Mr. Dot Frank, and knew that he was of bad character, and to tell everything bad she could think of about him, and to say that she had seen Mr. Dot Frank with